Hey, first off, can you give an update on how you're feeling? I know you left the game early last week and had a couple of different injuries. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, actually, I didn't have any. That's just that's a misreport. I was fine. I just got the wind knocked out of me, but I'm good.
How come you didn't come back for that last 10 minutes? Then was it just precautionary, or?
It was just a coach's decision, I guess. Not really sure, but I was ready to go.
How important is the rushing title to you?
Good question. I think every running back would want one under his belt, you know, at least once in his career. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, or any running back would be lying if they said they didn't. But, if I get it, I get it, and if I don't, I don't, man. But, it's been a good run this year.
What have these last few weeks since the bye week been like for this team? I mean, I know you've had a lot of close losses, and just a lot of losses in general.
You said, what was the, I'm sorry.
What has that been like? I mean, obviously you guys had some expectations, and last few weeks you haven't been meeting them. What's that been like around the team?
I mean, it's disappointing, man, but, Coach Kuhl does a real good job of getting us to look forward to the next game. There's nothing you can do about the past, but you can control what's coming up ahead of you. So, it's tough, man, it's a tough pill to swallow, knowing we can play with elite teams in this league, but we keep shooting ourselves in the foot. It's tough, but, that's life, man. You win some, lose some.
I know we're probably not going to get a completely honest answer on this one, given the game Sunday, but when you look at the Broncos' defense on film and given the fact that they've struggled against the run all season, what is it that you see on tape?
We see a good defense, man. Just like us, they've had their struggles. But the one thing I know about the National Football League is that anybody can play at any given Sunday because these guys are professionals. And so, you always expect everybody's best. And so, I actually played with one of the guys on the team in college, Robert Ayers. I went to college with him, so I know him real well. And I know the kind of talent he has. And, it's a talent field defense. And I also played against Wesley Woodyard in college. He played at Kentucky. And so, they got a good defense, man. They found their struggles just like we found our struggles. But this is the NFL. I'm a professional, so it's going to be a good match.
How frustrating is it to have the slow starts for the team as a whole week after week the last month or so?
I mean, it's very frustrating, because we feel like we can be among the elite on the offensive side of the ball, but for some reason we just it's hard to get it going early on, for whatever the reason. But we're trying to fix those woes, hopefully we can smooth things out these last couple games.
Your guys' defense has given up quite a few points this year. Do you guys come into games at this point knowing you're gonna have to score a lot of points if you want to get a win?
I think we go into games not really. I mean, we're cognizant of what the defense is doing, but I guess we have a goal on offense, and that's to put up 30 a game anyway. So we're not really worried about what our defense is or isn't doing. We feel like we can score every time we touch the ball, whether it be a field goal or a touchdown. We feel like we have the power and the manpower and the skill set to do that. So we have our own goals.
Do you think you're the poster child for all future practice squad players?
I don't know, man. I think they should be their own poster child. That was my mindset when I was on practice squad, is that I felt like I could play in this league, and I'm pretty sure any practice squad player in this league does too. But there's been guys all over this league that have been on the practice squad before. I'm just one of those cases that I kind of blew up this year. But there's guys all over the league that have been on the practice squad and have gone on to have great careers.
How many have gone from practice squad to the next year winning the rushing title?
I don't know about that one, but man, it's just hard work, man. So I'm pretty sure if anybody puts their mind to what they want to do, man, they can do it.